Holy moly. What did I say yesterday? No one really cares about the Oscars anymore.
And they're look
little,
what happened.
They're a little bit bland. They're a little bit boring. They're a little bit irrelevant. Yeah. And then Will Smith said, hold my beer.
That's exactly right.
Like, we need something to spice up the Oscars. It was a crazy turn of events. If you haven't heard of what happened at the Oscars yesterday with Will Smith and Chris Rock, here's a snippet.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. It was a G.I. Jane joke.
So Chris Rock making a joke basically about Jada Smith's bald head.
Yes, Jada Smith suffers from alopecia. She has been very open about this since 2018. Initially, when you watch the footage, Will Smith is chuckling along with everybody.
He is laughing.
And then he looks over at his wife, Jada, and she sees that she's not fully upset, but she's rolled her eyes. She's like, oh, here we go.
The look.
Yep. Then Will takes it upon himself to get up on stage and slap Chris Rock in the face. You think
it's fake?
You think it's fake?
I think it's fake. The man was Muhammad Ali, and he played Muhammad Ali in the movie.
Yep.
He knows how to throw a fake punch. He knows how to act. It just seems like it's just too.
I mean, when you look at the recovery of Chris Rock, it was quite quick, but I don't think it was. I don't think it was fake.
Yeah, I reckon.
No.
Like a wrestler's slap, like WWE slap. But just these two are both, like, in the limelight. Chris Rock, comedian, Will Smith, actor.
Yep.
Big names.
Yeah.
Do you really think he's going to go up on stage and assault him and not have been like, hey, man?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people are saying, like, it is really inappropriate. He won the Oscar for Best Male Actor for his work in King Richard. Thank you. I was like, William's sister's dad.
Richard Williams, he was the dad. And he did a great job. Good movie.
Of course.
Richard Williams was known for being quite a protective man
and
of the family.
What he came up on the stage later and said, oh, I was just being protective. And you're like, well, violence is not okay anywhere.
No, in whatever form.
In whatever circumstance. And you're using the guise of, I was protecting my wife. Not cool. And while Chris Rock, the joke was poor taste, what are the chances he didn't even write that?
Yeah, it's probably just on the screen for him.
Yeah, probably on the screen for him, and he had a bit of a laugh. Here we go.
But if you look
at previous hosts, like Ricky Gervais, he used to tear shreds off the audience, and like, which was celebrities, which are people that lead generally, this is a mass generalisation, generally lead very privileged lives.
They get 100%.
Paid, they get paid a lot of
freebies.
Money. So Ricky Gervais used to be like, you know, I don't care, I'll tear shreds off all of you. And they'd sort of look uncomfortable but take it in their stride. Nobody was getting up on stage and slapping somebody else in the face.
Jules, like, it's funny because, like, I love Ricky Gervais, and seeing those days where he would rip into everyone and everyone kind of just goes, ha-ha, awkward laugh. But now all of a sudden, if, you know, Chris Rock has said something, which he has, you know, it's a bit of a crappy joke, he is talking about someone's wife.
Yeah.
And that is fighting words. I don't think violence is ever the option.
No.
I'm not a violent person. I don't think throwing punches. But they are, you talk about someone's family. Like, if someone talks about my mum,
of course,
I'm going to get angry.
You're going to get defensive and protective.
And normally, as males, we lash out with our hands and we get aggressive. You probably should never talk about someone's wife, partner, kids, or parents. So, you know, you never be like, oh, you know, if at school people are like, oh, your sister's hot. You know, I'm like, ha, 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 ha. But if they take it further, that's when things would get a bit rocked up. So I can see where the fuel's come from.
Mm.
But violence shouldn't be the option, especially when you're on, like, you know, on the world stage. Now we're all talking about it.
Of course. We are all talking about it. Just, it's blowing the mind of everyone. A lot of people are calling for the Oscar to be taken off.
No.
Yes.
Oh, see, that's too much. The movie's done. He did a good job. they shouldn't strip his accolades, you know.
I mean, what did you say that he was? He got the call up to that he was going to go live with his auntie and uncle in Bel Air after
this. Yes. Breaking news: Will Smith's been called to go and live with his auntie and uncle in Bel Air because he's been lashing out again.
Yeah. If you are interested, the winner of Best Picture was Coda, a movie that was on Apple TV. Best actor was Will Smith for King Richard. Best actress was Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. And the best original song was No Time to Die from the Bond movie from Billie Eilish.